Welcome to the Halloween Haunt. A little warning, your hair may stand on end. You may feel a shiver in your spine. It's a natural result of the fearful info, harrowing history, and paranormal poems and stories. And now it's time to introduce the ghastly guru of dire distress, the Halloween Haunter!
If you've ever thought of traveling during the Halloween season, there are many options around the United States and around the world. Let's take a trip, shall we? In New York City, the biggest Halloween parade is the Village Halloween Parade, with more than 50,000 revelers, 50 bands who come from around the world, dancers, papier-mâché puppets, artists, and more, marching down 6th Avenue. Anyone can march, just wear a costume. If you're local, you can see it on TV. On the other, sunnier, coast, West Hollywood, California has a famous costume carnival, which nearly 500,000 revelers attend. It started as a gay and lesbian event, but now all kinds go. It's not very family-friendly for the kiddies, though. Even sunnier is Lahaina on the island of Maui in Hawaii. Halloween in Hawaii is called the Mardi Gras of the Pacific. There is a children's costume parade early, then a more adult affair later. Being out on a warm island, everything takes place outdoors. Salem, Massachusetts might seem a bit on the nose for Halloween, but they really embrace it, with the Festival of the Dead, the Psychic Fair, and the Witchcraft Expo, and the Vampire's Masquerade Ball. That's not the only soiree. There is also the official Salem Witches Halloween Ball. Fires are burned on hilltops, witches come and cast spells and honor the dead. There are many tours of haunted spots and places where horrible events happened, like the witch trials and hangings. And you can visit the Witch House Museum, where Judge Jonathan Corwin lived. He was a judge in the witch trials. Sleepy Hollow, New York is another fairly on-the-nose place to go, but come on, the Headless Horseman. It's very picturesque and autumnal, and you can go on a haunted hayride, enjoy a street fair, and of course, a Halloween parade. Perhaps you'd enjoy the lantern tour through the Sleepy Hollow Cemetery, where Washington Irving himself is in repose, and the old Dutch burying ground, one of America's oldest graveyards. If you live in Europe, trip your way to London for the Dungeon, which will take you through the scariest times of London's history. And there have been scary times. You'll see Jack the Ripper, Sweeney Todd, and the Black Plague. Also in Europe, in Ireland, the birthplace of many of our Halloween traditions, a small Northern Ireland town called Derry City finds as many revelers as the village parade gets in New York. 50,000, wearing costumes and having a grand time, capped off by fireworks in a parade. The Banks of the Floyle Halloween Carnival lasts 9 days and includes a dragon safari. Transylvania has really embraced its reputation as home of Vlad the Impaler, inspiration for Dracula. His bronze castle is still there, where thousands and thousands of enemies were impaled on stakes. They're not there anymore. You should tour on Halloween itself, if you dare. If you are in the area of the southern United States, you may enjoy a trip to Savannah, Georgia, whose downtown seems to have been built on top of cemeteries. Therefore, you'll find many ghost tours, and you can visit the Mercer Williams House, which is the murder spot in the true crime novel Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. There is an old cemetery which hasn't been built upon, the Bonaventure, that you can wander, and the haunted 1790 Inn, where Anna Powers leapt to her death from the third floor balcony. Also down south, New Orleans is a great place to go. It's chock full of voodoo and ghosts. Some call it the most haunted city in the U.S., perhaps mostly them. There are big Halloween street parties and many haunted and paranormal tours. A place with a delightful name, Tombstone, Arizona, is filled with ghost cowboys, what with all the gunfights, especially between Wyatt Earp's family and the Clantons. There is a saloon called Big Nose Kate's, where Doc Holliday used to reside, and there are poltergeists wandering. And the most haunted building there seems to be the Birdcage Theater, where you might hear disembodied voices of gamblers and singers of days gone by. Have you heard of Oakland, Maryland? It sports a haunted railway museum, and when ghost hunters looked, they found at least disembodied footsteps and voices. Princeton, New Jersey has a tour company that has several ghost hunts and provides tools for detecting them and lessons on how to get those infamous ghostly orb shots. There are a few amazing jack-o'-lantern displays, like at the Roger Williams Park Zoo in Providence, Rhode Island, which sports 10,000 pumpkins. I may have to talk about just jack-o'-lantern festivals sometime. These are only a tiny representation, of course. If you can't travel far in October, I suggest you look 3 or 4 towns over, and I'm sure you'll find some delightfully frightful ways to celebrate that you never knew were there. Learn more about Halloween in thehalloweenhaunt.com.